Believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down, just believe.
Our guest this week grew up in Monroe, Michigan. He worked for Dearborn Midwest Company, LLC for 42 years, holding most every leadership position possible, and was its president from 2007 to 2022. Since 2023, he's been the founder of St. Joseph's Helpers, an organization founded on Christian values made up of men and women who volunteer their time and talents to help those in need to feel safe and secure in their homes. His name, Tony Rosati. And I'm Jack Crisula, and this is Anything Is Possible on 760 WJR. I'm Jack Crisula. This is Anything Is Possible, and we're talking to Tony Rosati. Since 2023, he's been the founder of St. Joseph's Helpers. Tony, welcome and honor to have you.
Jack, thank you for having me. It's certainly a pleasure and an honor to be here today.
Can we start? You lead us in an opening prayer, please.
Be happy to. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, we pause this day to give you thanks for all the many blessings that you bestow upon us. We thank you for the gift of our life, our families, and the communities that we live in. Help us to always serve in your name and to always remember that we can do nothing without you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let's go back, Monroe, Michigan. Growing up, your mom and your dad, please.
Well, my mom and dad were the best two parents that ever lived. We'll start with that. They gave me great values to grow up. They taught me how to serve my neighbors. They taught me good Catholic values. And they taught me how to help people in need, no matter what the situation was. My father and his brother had a small grocery store in Monroe, Rosati's Market. And when I was about 14 years old, he took everything he had and took a chance and built a golf course down in Temperance, Michigan, giant old golf course. Mm. So he certainly taught me the meaning of take your chances in life and to follow your dream.
How good of a golfer are you, Tony?
In high school, I was a scratch golfer. We won't talk about how I am anymore.
So, all right. What's the biggest thing mom taught you? What's the biggest thing dad taught you?
Biggest thing my mother taught me? Boy, so many. But I think just about how to put yourself out there and love the people that you come in contact with. Be vulnerable to those people and to just to love the people that you meet.
Okay, it's 1980. You joined Dearborn Midwest. What was the first job and what did they pay you?
Well, interesting story. I went to Dearborn Midwest because it was the only engineering firm that I had applied for that didn't require a sports jacket and tie. So I thought, boy, if they'll hire me, I'll start there. The first job I had was as a detailer, working on a Ford project at the time. And over the years, developed into the project engineer, then project manager, and then VP. And then one day, they looked around and everybody had either retired or died. And I was named CEO in 2007.
It was actually started, I think, in 1947.
Correct.
Talk to us about Dearborn Midwest Company when you joined it in 1980.
In 1980, it was a small mom-and-pop kind of organization. We were about a $14 million a year business unit. You worked 7 days a week, and you put in 12-hour days. That was the way that operation ran for many, many, many years. We developed it over those decades. And when I left here in January of this year, we were at $400 million. So the company has grown considerably, and we do a great service for the people or our customers.
Talk about engineering in the 80s versus today.
Engineering in the 80s was your head down and a pencil sharpener next to you. Today, everything is 3D, AutoCAD, computer-generated models, reverse engineering for in a lot of cases. So the technology has really helped increase the designs of the equipment that we provide.
Who are the major clients?
All automotive companies. So we have four divisions. Our Taylor Group performs work for all the automotive companies. We have a division in New Jersey that provides e-commerce material handling systems for Amazon, UPS. And then we have a Mexico division that is providing material handling for many different companies down in Mexico and providing manufacturing for companies here in the United States.
If you want to learn more, www.dmwcc.com. DMWCC.com.
Thank you.
A couple of the big projects recently.
Well, right now we're doing a large project in Oakville. And I say we, I'm retired, so I really should be saying they, but that's okay. I still consider myself part of the organization. But right now we're doing a large project in Oakville, Ontario for Ford. The project is about $175 million. And then we're also doing one in Ohio Truck. That's another Ford project. That one's probably a little over $100 million. But there's a lot of smaller $15 to $25 million projects that fill in our year.
Every company has a culture. Every radio station has a culture. Every high school has a culture. What was the culture of Dearborn? Okay. And how did you propagate that culture throughout your nearly 500-person team?
We started with a mission statement back in the 80s, and that was to provide our customers with people, business practices, and products of the highest integrity. That was the building block to what we built our quality operating system on, all of our processes, and it was a culture that we made sure that everybody that joined our organization believed in. I was always of the impression or of the philosophy, you don't necessarily hire for experience, you hire for attitude. If you've got the right attitude towards an organization, you can be taught the fundamentals or the X's and O's, so to speak, of an organization. And that's kind of what we're finding with St. Joseph Helpers. It's a similar philosophy. You get the right attitude, you can accomplish almost anything.
We're talking to Tony Rosati. If you want to learn more, Dearborn Midwest Company, LLC, www.dmwcc.com. In January of 2023, God had another great plan for this world-class engineer. When we come back, we're going to talk about that new plan, new chapter of his glorious life. And I'm Jack Rizzullo, and this is Anything Is Possible on 760 WJR. Welcome back to Anything Is Possible. I'm Jack Rizzullo. We're with Tony Rosati. Tony, let's go back 61 years. Your grandma Maria says, Mrs. Carducci down the street needs help. Tony, what happened?
So again, with the upbringing of neighbor helping neighbor, you go down the street and I helped cut Mrs. Carducci's grass. Her husband had passed away, and she just needed a little help. So you cut the grass, and so after I was done, she'd slip me a dime You know, we were supposed to do it out of the goodness of our heart, but she paid me a dime. That doesn't sound like much, but back then, I could go down to the local store and buy two packs of baseball cards with it. So, but that's the way we were raised, Jack. It was not just Mrs. Carducci, but other people in the neighborhood. My grandmother would bake, take this down to so-and-so, take this down to Mrs. Petrangelo. That's just what you did.
All right, it's 2022 and you retire after 42 years at one company. And your better half, Jan, says, honey, I married you for richer, for poorer, for better, for worse, but not for lunch. What happened?
My wife has been the most supportive woman I have ever met, whether it was in my career at Dearborn, whether it was playing ball, thinking about starting this nonprofit. She has always been supportive. I don't get to do or go where I am in life if it weren't for her support. That's something I'm going to say is rare in the world. We're coming up on our 50th wedding anniversary. And
are you still in training, Tony?
No, she's got me trained already.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she finally got that done. She probably would say the opposite, but she has. But no, it's been an absolute blessing in my life that this young blonde back in 73 actually went on a date with me, and we got married in 76. So it's been certainly a blessing.
All right. St. Joseph, we just celebrated his feast day. You know, St. Patrick's, everything is green and beer. St. Joseph's, everything is red. Here's this young guy who never says one word in the Bible.
Not one.
He's engaged to this 14-year-old girl. And one day she says, honey, I got to share something with you. I'm with child. Not my child. Okay. And talk about Saint Joseph.
He's the patron saint of workers. He's the patron saint of fathers. I look at this man and you bring up an interesting point. As powerful of an individual as he was in the Bible, he doesn't say a single word. He has no dialogue at all in the Bible. But yet, through his humility and trusting God, he became a very powerful figure in the Bible. The other interesting thing about March 19th, in most European countries, especially Italy, that's Father's Day. So St. Joseph has a very important position in my life. I did the 33-day consecration to St. Joseph. I learned a lot about humility and how to honor God and family. And I guess it all started, I went to St. Joseph's grade school. My confirmation name is Joseph, so I think it was just a progression.
All right. And in early 2023, you start something called St. Joseph's Helpers. What is it?
Well, you read the mission statement at the beginning, and what we are is an organization that go out and look to do minor home repairs and maintenance for those in need. But what we learned very quickly was that it wasn't just about the home repairs. People are lonely. People need companionship. Some people have a spiritual need and ask us to pray for them. We have a prayer request button on our website. So we've recruited priests, deacons, lay people that will actually pray for these individuals. And in some cases, these individuals have asked us to contact them and pray with them. So we've looked at St. Joseph's Helpers as more than just a nonprofit handyman business that goes in and makes repairs. We want to offer more than that. What we just added in December of this year is a new website called Julie's List. And Julie's List is a information and resource center that offer different organizations. 2,300 are on the website right now, and we're in 43 states that offer anything from housing, food, goods, medical equipment, health, education. There's 10 different categories on our website.
We're talking to Tony Rosati, the founder of St. Joseph's Helpers. If you want to learn more, sjhelpers.org. The mission statement, once again, St. Joseph's Helpers is an organization founded on Christian values, made up of men and women who volunteer their time and their talents to help those in need to feel safe and secure in their home. Who do you serve?
Well, that's a question that we get asked a lot. How do we determine need? Well, we basically, anyone who is in need, anyone who needs a little helping hand, but veterans, the elderly, people with physical disabilities. But our focus is mostly, we're a mercy ministry, and we want to help the entire person and the things that they have to, that they may be in need of. We have what we call a 70-20-10 model. 70% of the people we help have no financial means whatsoever. 20% may have a couple of dollars where they can help with purchasing some of the material, and they feel they want to help be a part of our organization. And then there's the 10%. The 10% who have financial means but still aren't sure of who to go to get the help that they need, so they'll call us. We had a lady back in January of 24. She had lost part of her foot to diabetes, and she had a handicap ramp put to the back of her home on her back patio. Problem is, she wouldn't go anywhere because her patio door only locked from the inside. So she called a window company, and they gave her a price of $1,500 to replace the whole door wall so it could lock from the outside. She calls us. We send out one of our volunteers. They went to Lowe's, and they bought a $45 universal lock kit. That was it. She made a nice donation to our organization, and she helped pay it forward.
Describe the services.
Mostly, if I had to categorize what we want to do, is we take care of safety issues in people's homes. A lot of those are grab bars, handrails, handicap ramps, lighting in hallways where the light bulbs are burnt out and they can't really see well. Steps that are in need of repair that have either rotted out. So there's mostly, again, we try to stay and handle safety issues. We do some electrical and plumbing issues that, again, like GFI plugs in bathrooms that are a safety issue.
We're talking to Tony Rosati, www.sjhelpers.org. It's been in existence for 3 years. And I'm Jack Rosillo, and this is Anything Is Possible on 760 WJR. This is Anything Is Possible. I'm host Jack Rosillo. We're with Tony Rosati for 42 years. He was an engineer and eventually became the president of a $400 million firm. In 2023, he starts St. Joseph's Helpers. Tony, what do you do? You call them cases. What do you do, like one case a month and you got two or three schlemiels down the street that help you?
Well, that's about what we thought we'd do when we first started. But what we had is any organization has to put together some goals and objectives. Our goal when we first started was in year 4 or 5 that we would be able to do one case a day, 350 cases in a year. And we thought that would be quite an achievement. God had a different plan. Our first year in 2023, we did 350 cases. We had 100 volunteers. In year 2, 2024, we did 1,186 cases, and we had close to 200 volunteers. We ended last year at 1,761 completed cases. We are now at 325 volunteers. So we have surpassed what our goal was by 5 times. And this year's goal is 2,400 cases by the end of this upcoming year. Very achievable.
I can hear people listening, older people. I can hear daughters and sons of older people saying, Jack, I gotta talk to Tony Rosati. Okay, if you want to learn more, www.sjhelpers.org. Tony, I'm Mrs. Scarlucci. I need help. What do I do?
Well, there's 3 ways that you can reach out to us. First is online. You can fill out a request for work. Not everybody has computers. So the second way is through our phone number. Our phone number is 800-303-5075. That's 800-303-5075. The third way is we have partnered with many churches, organizations in the 7 counties that we're in here and now starting in Kentucky that also refer clients to us. So there is a referral basis, but that's not a requirement. Most people pick up the phone. The phone is ringing constantly all day long. We have 10 stations at our office, and the phones are ringing constantly.
What are you, just downriver?
Our main office is in Taylor, but because of the way our website is designed.
Website? Oh, you got to tell us about this website, too.
Yes. So a lot of people's website is just a place to go and get information about who you are, what you do. Our website is our foundation of how we operate our business. So how it works is if you're a volunteer, you get a username and password. You can go online to the website, log in, and see every open case that we have available. You can query it by the city, by zip code, by the type of work. So whether you're in Kentucky, Oakland County, or Monroe, you can type in that zip code and up will pop the projects that are needed done in your area. You click on that case and you put 2 days and times that you're available. It sends us an email at the office. One of our office volunteers calls the homeowner and says, Jack is available on Tuesdays and Thursdays to go out and do this repair for you at 1 o'clock. The homeowner picks a date. We send an email back to the volunteer and we are ready to go. So any materials that we need, we order out of our Taylor office. And we have contracts, again, with Lowe's, Home Depot, Menards, and Great Lakes Ace. So if it's a grab bar, for example, Great Lakes Ace gives us a very deep discount on those. We order them from Great Lakes. We have them shipped either to the homeowner or to the volunteer, or the volunteer can go pick them up directly himself.
And you said you have nearly 350 volunteers.
Correct.
Growing.
Growing.
And you're in 7 counties now in Kentucky.
Yes.
And now people in Pittsburgh and St. Louis are reaching out to you.
Yes.
You know, this radio show, when it airs, can be heard in 27 states and half of Canada. Tony, be careful what you pray for, okay? SJHelpers.org. Tony Rosati. Okay. How can I become a volunteer? Well, we got wives saying, I want Jackie to become a volunteer. How do I get my husband to become a volunteer?
Well, there's a story there, too. But we'll start with how you can become a volunteer. We have an application form online that you can fill out, is one way. Another is if you, again, aren't computer savvy, call the office and one of our volunteers will help you fill out the paperwork. Our phone number is 800-303-5075. That's 800-303-5075. We ask you to send us a photograph of yourself. so that we can do a little bio on you so that when you go out to a case, we send that bio with your picture to the homeowner. And then we send you a T-shirt. And that's as simple as it is to become a volunteer. In some cases, I was advocating at a church one Sunday, and I always make the statement at the end of the 2 minutes I get to speak. If you have 1 or 2 hours a month, you can have a huge impact in the life of an individual. So this woman and her husband came to the back table, and she says, you know, my husband would really like to sign up. I'm thinking, really? So he says, really? I only got to spend an hour or two a month? I said, you can spend an hour or two a year if you want. You can do one case as often as you'd like. So a few weeks later, he actually did claim a case, went out and did a grab bar for a woman in her 90s. She wouldn't stop crying. She wouldn't stop hugging him. She now could get in and out of her shower without her daughter having to come over, strip her down naked, and how humiliating that was. And she wanted to show her gratitude to this volunteer who did the job. So we always ask the volunteer to call the office and to give the story of what happened. And he was in tears. Well, this individual is now claiming one case a week. You connect with someone personally, it's a great feeling. And that's what's so, I guess, wonderful about this organization is the volunteer gets to touch that homeowner that they've reached out to and feel the love that is there in every project we do.
Jan, we're talking to an angel.
No.
His name is Tony Rossetti.
No, no, no.
And I'm Jack Krasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on 760 WJR.
You've been listening to your inspirational fireside chat, Anything Is Possible, for nearly 20 years.
This is Anything Is Possible, and I'm Jack Krasula.
But what has Jack been up to lately? Search at AIP Speaker Series and find out. Jack has interviewed thousands of historical voices, some of whom have offered him their philosophy of life, like Tom Izzo.
And Tom writes, "Work hard, persistence always wins out, discipline is the highest form of love. Stay humble."
The great Ernie Harwell.
"My aim is to do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with God."
And the voices of our generation.
"I am reassured continuously that His unfathomable love and mercy are the greatest gifts of my life and my constant source of strength, reassurance, and guidance. His Holiness, Pope Francis."
At AIP Speakers Series is the YouTube channel where all of these jewels can be heard, including some of Anything Is Possible's greatest guests.
And we're with Mitch Albom.
The Little Liar is really a book about truth and lies and the price we pay when we lie.
This is Anything Is Possible, and with Tom Watson.
My father loved to play with the pros at the club, developed a very quick friendship with Stan and played some golf with him. And then he would ask me to play golf with him and Stan.
Our guest this week was born with a rare disorder characterized by the absence of arms and legs. His name, Nick Vujicic.
Something that every human being actually deals with, Jack. It's the choice of continuing to believe or giving up.
And recordings of the AIP Speaker Series events at St. John's Resort. Go to YouTube and search at AIP Speaker Series. It's free. And remember,
anything is possible.
Spohom. I'm Jack Krasula. This is Anything Is Possible. And we're talking to the angel, Tony Rossetti. Tony, a listener says, "This sounds too good to be true, but I'm afraid I can't let a stranger in my house, or I can't let a stranger come into my mom's house."
It's a good point. We, and part of it is because of our insurances, but we vet and do a background check of every single volunteer before they're allowed to serve. So we have insurances, though, that also cover the homeowner. We have product liability, general liability, workers' comp, accident insurance, officers and directors insurance, and an umbrella policy that will protect the homeowner as well as the volunteer that comes to work at St. Joseph's.
the late, great Mother Teresa, came to America many times. One time she gave a speech while she was here, and she says, America is dying of a disease. It's spreading through America like wildfire. And the disease is called loneliness.
That's why we in late 23 changed our mission statement, Jack, and feel that companionship is just as important as sometimes the repair itself. I read a Pew report about a year or so ago, and it stated that 57% of people surveyed admitted they couldn't name their neighbor on either side of them or across the street. That is a sad testimony to where we've come in this country, where you can't name your neighbors, let alone that you're going to go over there and help. Tell a quick story. There was a lady on the phone that one of our volunteers had taken, and she could hear the beeping in the background. And what was that? It was her smoke detectors. It was something as simple as changing a battery. And the first thing that comes to mind is, you don't have a neighbor on either side of you that can help you change a battery. You don't have a family member or a friend. And again, she's in her late 80s. And the answer was no, she didn't. Loneliness is truly becoming an epidemic in this country.
All right, you mentioned Julie's List, started by Julie Kennedy Carpenter. Delve a little deeper into this Julie's List.
Thanks for that question. So a year ago, there was a young girl in Detroit who had just lost her father to prostate cancer, got hit by a stray bullet that severed her spinal cord, paralyzed her for life, 17 years old. Her mom called us through her church, and was there anything we could do for this young girl? So the handicap ramp was about $7,500, and at that time, we just did not have the financial resources for that. So Julie works for us as an assistant executive director, and she says, let me see what I can do. So she went through her list of resources, and the state of Michigan provides financial aid to adolescent children who are disabled. The state of Michigan paid for $6,000 of the $7,500 for the ramp. We paid the other $1,500. And we put the ramp in for this little girl, and now is able to get out on her own and is looking to pursue a college degree.
If you want to help, or if you want to donate, sjhelpers.org. Tony Rosati, how have these past 3 years changed you?
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10. By the grace of God, I am what I am. I now look to Him to guide me along the way. For the first time, Jack, I think I can honestly say I'm happy in what I do on a day-in, day-out basis, because I know without a doubt I'm doing exactly what the Lord has in mind for me to do. That's quite a blessing at my age to be able to say that.
We're entering Holy Week. A listener says, man, I admire you.
Don't. It's not me.
And I'm ashamed of myself because I know I can help people more than I am, and I haven't been. And I think this, listening to the show tonight, is God saying, I want you to do more. What do you say to that listener?
I'll quote scripture. The workers coming to the vineyard, there's those who come at the beginning of the day. There's those like myself who come at the end of the day. God treats us all the same. It's never too late to get involved. I'm 72 years old. and I'm still finding ways to serve.
Tony, you've let go and let God. You truly trust God.
Without a doubt.
Okay. The reality is that God's plans for each of our lives are always bigger than our own plans. You're a shining example of that. How do I learn how to trust God and let Him use me?
It's a process. I've been on this journey for 10 years. I went to the seminary back in 2002 and started to discern to become a deacon. Ended up getting my pastoral minister's degree. And that was the start of really understanding that God has a plan for each and every one of us, and it's not ours. And He will, if you listen, will guide you along that plan. It may not happen right away, but it will happen.
Tony Rosati, what have these thousands of clients, these last 3 years, taught you?
So every one of the 3,200 clients is a success story. There's just so many individual stories. You can put them off as numbers. You know, we helped 1,761. We helped this many. But they're individuals. And the blessing that I've had to get to know the ones that I've been able to go out and help, listening to the stories of the volunteers. My pastor told me, he says, do you realize how many people you're helping? And I said, yes, we helped so many people. And he says, no. He said, it's the volunteers. He says, you're giving those people an opportunity to serve. He said, do you realize what a blessing that is to them?
You're letting go and letting God use you. And He's doing phenomenal work. Some would say in spite of yourself. I don't say that. Okay? Keep up the great, great work.
Thank you.
Please join us next week. Until then, I'm Jack Rosova. Make it a great week. And make it a great Holy Week, because with God, anything is possible. Spall.